Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
Today, I'll be discussing the state of homeschooling worldwide with Classical Conversations graduate, Chris Blackburn. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Lee. I know that you've sponsored and attended all of the global home education conferences. How did the Russian people receive you as an American?
Yeah, I loved going to the conference in Moscow this past month. It was a beautiful city. And the Russian people seemed to enjoy me as an American. You know, they loved their heritage and wanted to share it. And so it was a real privilege to share May 9th Victory Day with them, where the whole country just shut down and had parades and parties and dressed up. And they seemed to welcome the Americans that were there and to share that event with them. And another thing I've noticed about the Russian people is they like to wear colorful clothes. Whenever I go to Europe, I feel out of place because I like to wear colorful clothes and they wear such dark, dreary colors. Not in Russia. They love colorful clothes, so I fit right in. They also wanted to know what I thought, and they asked really intelligent questions. Even though there was a language barrier, they always had a way of expressing really deep, difficult thoughts and, you know, sharing just the heart of homeschooling, the heart of Christianity. How can we work on political relations with one another? They just really wanted to know what they could do to be friendly with me. And they shared with me really clearly their disdain for communism and that they want to rise out of it as quickly as possible without losing their own traditions and without becoming Westerners. They love being Russians, and they were very gracious to me.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more about Classical Christian Community, visit ClassicalConversations.com. That's ClassicalConversations.com.